Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. Hey, what is your life reflecting right now in this moment? Because we have hit this stunning moment of magic, of miracles, and it all means one thing: mastery. There is so much to share. Mercury just finished its retrograde. We have an extraordinary new energy upon us, and literally a moment before humanity that is a power-filled one. So big night tonight. Of course, this is the night that Jess Jutinen, my amazing monthly co-host, would be here. She'll be joining us in just a little bit. And I want to say a big shout out and hello to AMFM 247. Write that down, AMFM247.com. This is our first show premiering over there, along with all of their terrestrial radio stations across the United States, AM and FM. Thank you for welcoming Soul Mirrors into your family. We are excited to be there and we are grateful. And I want to give a big shout out to bbsradio.com, to onenesstalkradio.com, and of course, YouTube. Hey, everybody. Hoping that you are still there over at Official Sri and Kira and Oneness Talk Radio. Now, I'm looking at the phone lines. They're filling up fast. So let me give you those numbers. 517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. Get into the queue or give a call over at BBS Radio where you can talk to our beautiful producer, Thomas. Get into our 800 number queue over there at 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Guys, you feel it, right? I know I'm feeling it. So let's just take this moment and really, really come together and breathe in that as November has come forward onto our planet now. If you've been watching the show, if you've been a fan of the show for a while, then you know that right now in November, we are currently being blessed with the energy of our wisdom from way ahead in March 2022. And I know what that sounds like, right? It's this time surfing energy that when we relax into the looking at it, just to look at it, even if you don't want to believe in it, feel it, whatever, but just to look at it, just to open the potentiality, ignites your greater expanded mind, right? So in this moment, right now in November, we are also being blessed with the rich experience of living every breath, every moment to its fullest. Due to that time compression, September, remember September, doesn't that feel like a year ago? I know it does to me, or more, right? According to our calendar, it's a year and a half ago. And so remember in September, it was that 12 days is one experience, a lot of intensity, so much happening, lots of things to navigate. And that brought us to October, which felt very much like 6 days in one, that we were really bringing in this energy again, but it was a slower pace, but it was still going on, but we were starting to have everything be revealed. And then we started talking about how you will never be known by your words. You are known by your actions. And that this beautiful Mercury retrograde came in that just released yesterday on the up level. We're going to get to that in a minute. And so as that Mercury retrograde released, that beautiful, remember that this retrograde was carrying this big, beautiful mirror. It was, everything was illuminated. You couldn't hide from yourself. Nobody could hide from everything. Everything was illuminated. The question was, what were you willing to see? But it was all there to be seen. It's all been illuminated. So when everything gets illuminated, it's available to be seen. And it really comes down to the level of consciousness that's meeting it. And at that level of consciousness, how is mastery meeting mastery? You know, I've been talking about Einstein a lot lately, and I know those of you who are part of our newsletter family, forgive me, I've been including the Einstein quotes in everything I've been sending out lately, because we're at a moment where the blessing of our multidimensional experience of this world of form is something that we are each capable of really just looking at, regardless of our level of consciousness, because all of the levels of consciousness are being offered the glimpse that they can understand. And the gift is that when the all is expressing, that is the invitation to go beyond the boundaries of that which seeks to keep you limited. So as you're breathing that in and going, wow, where am I and who is this woman? Let me share with you that, you know, I was a CEO for a very long time, and I was extremely successful at a very young age, made my first million before I was 30, the whole story. And I really, at the depth of my heart, get what it can sound like when we're talking about multidimensional existence, about the capacity to be here between the realms. I really get it. I do, to the depth of my soul. Then there's times that voice of me that could be the voice of you is still there, because the gift of living together right now, the gift of this co-creative moment, the gift of this timeline, this dimension, this experience of our co-creative power, this is entering right now in November, the cyclical experience that is going to keep going for the rest of what most of us will consider our lifetimes on this planet. We are in a new way of being. If you were with us in Monday Magic last night, and if you don't know what that is, go to shreeandkira.com, Monday Magic, be there. If you were with us with Monday Magic last night, what did we talk about? Cyclical existence, cyclical energy. Everything that's happening right now, the way that it's happening right now, we have come to this moment, and it is our consciousness that can navigate us through it. Einstein said it the best. You cannot solve a problem at the level of consciousness that created it. It is the moment to own the consciousness conversation, to own your consciousness, to go beyond the emotional body and the ego that is freaking out that you are waking up, and to love yourself enough through that which is freaking out that you're waking up. Because when we love ourselves enough, when we move forward enough, we're able to live the life of the magic. We're able to have each moment be a miracle. And through that, we suddenly remember who we are, and the master arises. And that's the moment when everything that we have ever considered starts manifesting. And most of you know my story. And, you know, one of the most beautiful things that ever happened for me was that when I finally gave rise to who I was after a really, really down on my knees, bankruptcy, the whole, you know, you name it, it happened moment, best thing that ever happened in my life. Then the next step for me is my surprise guest, who I hope is right out here. And that's my beloved husband, Sri Ram Kaur. So Sri, come on in. Hello. Hey, come on over here to the studio. And so here he comes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. How could there be a Kira without a Sri sitting right here, right?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, hey, here he is. Here he is. And so welcome, Sri. And, you know, I really wanted to, here, I'm scooching over. You can come over more. There you go. There we are. So this is my beloved husband, wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Kaur.
Hello, everyone. And, it's great to be here.
And I'm really grateful that he accepted my invitation, because he just got done with his mastery mentorship group. And thank you. He literally ran from like studio to studio. So I'm very grateful. Thank you for offering us this moment, because this all started this past weekend. And what we're building up to is really a miracle that we're going to show you tonight in this film, in these pictures, really. So many of you, I want to backtrack. If you're just joining us for the very first time, This past Saturday, October 31, was actually the most mystical day of 2020. And if you are not aware of that and you're just catching us, visit sriankira.com right there on the homepage in the articles. You'll see it. Mind-defying or mind-blowing, read the article and it will adapt you to what's happening right now. And so it all began on October 31. And then that energy kept building through last night, yesterday, which was this culminating Mercury retrograde release. That mirror that has been illuminating everything has now become this beautiful creation pool, right? So that mirror of Mercury that was illuminating everything, which means you cannot hide, you are being seen for who you are. It's all being revealed. What are you willing to see? Has now become a pool of creation. So how is that creating? And what are you choosing to see? And we wanted to share our firsthand miracle account because it's really important for all of us to know and pay attention to what's happening.
Well, consciousness is expanding, energy is lifting, and people are acting out.
Right? In every way. And this is why multidimensional capacity really is a blessing.
Absolutely. And I say that with a laugh because at one level, it's tragic, a lot that's going on. And another level, it's fabulous what's going on. It's an expansion of our capacity as conscious beings. And in that, we are stretching the boundaries where the veil has shifted. We're seeing interdimensionally more, and it's more available than ever before.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are having experiences, and I'm here to say you're okay, that you can integrate these experiences and these energies into your being and be safe and content and happy as you evolve.
And one of the gifts in this evolution right now is to really pay attention and take the time to receive. And so I'm going to start the share. We're just going to be using this little film as a way to share some of these pictures with you. We're going to actually be narrating it and stopping it quite a bit. So we're going to start this film, and really this all started on Friday night.
Yeah.
It was Friday night, October 30th. And here's what happened is that evening, as we were getting ready, this is the full moon coming up. And so you can see right there, this is the full moon rise. And this is just coming up over the Compadres Mountains. Now watch, because Mars was in direct alignment. You see Mars up there? There's Mars right there.
Yeah, Mars is up above and there's a direct alignment to us. And you can see the little camera glare there, but Mars and the moon were lined up perfectly. And so that really brings us into, you know, this masculine energy.
Well,
and
this,
feminine.
I'm going to stop right here. Look at this. Look at that dome, that emanation. And we were the six of us that are currently living here full time at Tosa Blue Mountain. We were all standing right outside the Temescal. And this was Friday night. And this was what greeted us before we were going in together to put together our intentions for the next day, for the 31st, for the day of the mastery presence.
Yeah, the 31st was a meditative time out of time.
Exactly. And so here it is again. And you see, look at this. So I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stop the share. So this was the night before we went into the day of mastery presence. And again, if you don't know what happened on October 31, please go to sriankira.com and read the article, Mind Blowing or Mind Defying, because you really want to get caught up with what happened there. And we woke up that morning and it was like, it was eat breakfast and get up to the temple. And so what is the temple for those who may not know, Sri?
Well, the temple is this fantastic discovery that is on the hillside that is Tosa Blue Mountain. We exist on a hillside in an Andean valley.
Mountainside. We live in the Andes Mountains.
Yeah, here in Ecuador. And what we have discovered, the energy was calling. And as we walked through the vegetation and the rough path that was there going up the mountain, we began to discover remnants of an ancient stone temple.
Now, this about a year ago.
Yep.
And this has been a rapid like, my God, kind of thing.
Well, and these remnants, the more that we pulled the vegetation off and looked at the rocks, there's walls, there's glyphs that are carved into the rocks. Some of the rocks are shaped like lions and alligators and dragons. And all of this has been weathered for literally millions of years. So it takes a moment to kind of look past the weathering and you can see what was intentionally shaped.
And some of it is more available than others because we've subsequently now learned that we are looking at many different civilizations that have cohabitated or, you know, after such a period of time, they would rehabitate and continue building. So more and more has been revealed. And what is most beautiful is that all of the information that we were receiving when we were connecting with all of this energy and all of these stones was confirmed independently by the Kinyari lineage holders when they came. And we are so grateful that we are the custodians of this temple. And so Sri and I go up there, so much magic happens up there. And when we went up, which was the morning right after that, Mars, right as Sri was saying that Mars, moon, masculine, female coming together. Well, that very next day we went up and the first thing we noticed was that the trail seemed taller.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share Sri. Yes, I know.
There you go.
Okay. So the first thing we noticed was that the trail seemed taller, but as we started going up the mountain, this greeted us first. And I'm just going to stop that. This right here is what we lovingly call Kedarnath.
Yeah, the mountain in the distance.
And that's the view from our pyramid that sits at the head of the trail. But look at these two clouds. Do you see this? Do you see that? Do you see the two hearts? I mean, literally, two hearts flying in the same direction. It's like these two massive angels. And this is what greeted us right as we started walking up the trail.
The cloud formations have been reflecting energies and messages.
And then this. Yeah. And I'm slowing the film down right now. So this is the lion head that we've already discovered. And I'll let it go all the way full screen a little more here so you can see. There we are. The carved eye. Here's the ear. You see the ear? We had never seen this detail on the eye before.
Right. What was happening, the day was so energetic. It's as if our vision was enhanced or as if the truth of the rocks was radiating with clarity.
Yeah.
And I think we had a little of both going on because the glyphs and the impressions from these ancient weathered carvings all of a sudden became more clear, more defined.
And we saw things that and this was after the lion eye that we're showing you here. We had already found the dragon head, which was at another very interesting part in the trail. So the night before, you are protected. This is the moment of the union of the divine masculine and the feminine, Mars and the full moon, the big full moon meeting this emanation of Mars. I mean, the symbolism, the energy, the miracles. And then let's continue. So this is as we're walking up the trail and we're like, okay.
Yeah.
And the trail is feeling like it's actually taller and we're wondering how that happened. And then I'm going to stop this one right here. So do you want to talk about this one?
This is a giant rock. And when we first discovered this huge rock, we were on the other side of it and we were trying to climb to get to the top. And it's literally 20 feet tall. When we come around to the other side, we begin to recognize what is commonly understood as an ET skull. And you take a look at the shape and you can start to see what was there. And then each time we go up there, it's revealing more of the energy of the makers and what it was.
And actually what you're staring at is after many years of the original, which was part of the original blast that destroyed this temple and how it's been, they've revered it and many different civilizations that didn't know what to do with it. But what was so profound was that it revealed these two irises, which are right here. And I'm going to go ahead and continue. There it is. So you want to look at this next picture that's coming in right here. It's a close-up of this. And there it is right there. Now, this is going to be really important to remember. And it's this double iris eye. So imagine your eye with two little round black circles.
Two pupils.
Two pupils, irises, exactly. Yeah. Two irises. And so this was being shared with us and being revealed to us as we were still climbing up. So we knew that we were both like, these are things we've never seen before. And after this experience where we were, there we are, then this, I'm going to just stop right here. This took our breath away. And I'm hoping that you're seeing it right away as clearly as we did. And Sri, I'll let you share.
Yeah, well, so this is another very giant boulder, tons and tons of weight here. And if you look at the left, top left of this big stone, you can see the profile of a lion. It's quite visible.
Quite obvious.
And if you look in the center of the rock, it looks as if there is a winged...
I think you can see my cursor. I'm just going to circle the whole thing. But you see the wings and you also see right here.
There's a design and this
almost like propulsion here.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And so this glyph we had never seen before, and it was just radiating.
And here's the thing you got to understand. You turn around from the alien skull, walk up the trail. This is the next, I call like level two of the temple. This is the prophecy stone. So we have been here, I don't even want to tell you how many times. And literally this is what the minute you walk up, and we have never seen this before.
No,
ever.
And
the lion nor the ship.
And so there's so much information that has been carved in the stone. And this is the kind of thing where your discernment filters will reveal
they
more
really
and
will.
More.
And I want to say to all of you that are just listening to us audio, remember, go to YouTube at Oneness Talk Radio or YouTube official Sri and Kara or onenesstalkradio.com and watch the video of this show if you're interested in seeing these pictures. But what we're describing to you is literally what looks like a double-winged spacecraft carved petroglyph in our prophecy stone, which already has other petroglyphs on it. But this is a petroglyph that's large and one that we've missed. And we've been up there too many times to have ever missed this. So all of this just kept happening. It just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It was a day of magic. A lot of magic.
And there you go. You see the close-up. Now look at that. There's the close-up. I'm going to stop again. I mean, come on, guys. What is going on here, right? And you even see what look here looks almost like lights, perhaps on the wings. And I mean, this is pretty undeniable evidence of quite a few things. And I want to stop and show you this right now. Now, Sri, do you want to explain what this is?
Well, now these are carvings that many of you will recognize from Sumerian tablets. And this connotes the story of is Enki and Anki.
It's actually Anu, Anil, and Enki. It's all three of them that were considered to be these three gods. And the reason I'm putting this in here for you is I just wanted you to see this before we go to the next thing that happened.
Well, and the resemblance there of the carving in the stone.
Exactly.
That you're gonna.
Do you see up at the top? You see the Anu chariot. Do you see how easily how similar this is to the chariot of Anu?
Yeah.
Very, very. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all of a sudden we begin to have that goosebump experience of going, wait a minute, this ties in what we're experiencing here in Ecuador and these artifacts and carvings tie into a lot of the revelation that came forward from Zachariah Sitchin.
And we're starting to see where that is all piecing together. And so I want to continue and show you what comes next. So Sri and I made it up to, we had this beautiful pine grove up at the top, near the top of our property border. We go all the way up the Andes Mountains and we were up in this beautiful pine grove and my feet were really hurting. And I kept hearing, come here, come here. And I wound up in this beautiful grotto of four gorgeous, just right there, only four in their own little space, pine trees. And I was clearly told to put my feet flat on the ground, to lay down on the ground. I did. It felt like acupuncture. I felt honestly like the earth came up over my feet and held my feet there. And I kept hearing anything can heal here. And a lot happened there. And that we're going to save for another time to share. However, what happened was when that was complete and I stood up, Mm-hmm. Right across the trail, because this is right at our trail area, right across the trail, I heard this is the lost grotto of the pines. And I walked over and clearly saw a bench and where we should have people sit, and that the angle of sitting there and the angle of working with the trees and this healing energy was quite profound. And then something happened that kind of blew our mind away.
Well, you know, there, as our attention was called over to this other area, there was this energy, this being that flashed in and flashed out of visibility. And what we were witnessing is the dimensional availability, that when our eyes and our perceptual filters are focused in one strata of perception, you miss a lot. We don't see UV right. light, but we know it's there. Well, it's the same with your interdimensional vision. As we train ourselves to see and expand our perceptual capacities, we begin to see that which ordinary vision does not.
Exactly. And, you know, before we reveal the next part of this, Jess, I want to bring in Jess Jutinen. Jess, come on in. Let's see Jess.
Hello.
Hey, there she is. Hi, Jess. I am so glad you are here.
I'm very grateful to be here. Hello to the two of you and everybody out there listening. I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're just so glad you're here. And hey, have you been following the video? The procession of the slides. Okay. So here's why I wanted to have you here in real time, because sincerely, what happened next was I was sharing with, I said, Sri, I'm having this communication with this being, and I think I can get his picture. Give me your phone. And so I would take some pictures, nothing. And then there was like this one moment where I heard now, and I got two in a row and caught. And it's interesting because I have the ones that kind of show it going in and out of phase. And so when I was taking these pictures, what I heard was Enki and Elil. And that's all I heard. I had received a lot more information before then, but all I heard was Enki and Elil. And I didn't realize until I looked it up that the spaceship of Anu is what's on the side of the prophecy stone. And that that is the exact being that appeared to me a year ago, right before Sri had his surgery. Wow. And the gold being I was talking about that appeared to me in the little spacecraft and had the gold and the big beard and all that. So everything's starting to come in the soul mirror full circle. And so here's what happened. The night that this happened on the 31st, we all got together for dinner at sundown to celebrate our day of mastery and what happened. And on Sri's phone, I showed the pictures to everyone who's here, and Bria is going to be on with us in just a moment and validate, and everyone saw them. Then, a day later,
Kira said, hey, we need to get those pictures so we can share them on air. We go to the phone and they're gone.
They're not there, Jess. I mean,
wow.
They're just,
I believe you though.
No, oh my God. No, I went to Bria and said, Bria, am I crazy? Did we show you these pictures? I mean, did right. you, six of you, did you guys see these pictures? So she's like, yeah. And she was describing them perfectly. I was like, all right. So I'm not crazy. This really did happen. Right. So wait, since the pictures disappeared, all I have been doing is feeling apologetic and begging for forgiveness that perhaps this was too sacred to be shared. And that, yes, you know, the gift of just having been shown these pictures and that the six people who got to witness those pictures and knew that they were real, that was enough. So then tell her what happened tonight.
So we had some other photos we thought we'd share for tonight, some of which you've just seen. And all of a sudden they're back.
And there's five of them. There's five.
And this was I only took two. So this is not a mechanical technical because, no. You know, as any of you have an iPhone know, your photo album just keeps going date by date. And we were 2 days past when those pictures were taken. We have all the current pictures. And a day ago, there's only two photos of that day.
And neither one of them. It was the two that when I couldn't get it.
Today, there's now five.
So we picked the one. I picked the one, and I'm going to share it right now. And so Bria's been here in our studio waiting patiently. I'm going to invite Bria to come stand between Sri and I because she hasn't seen this since the night. But you're my witness, one of six. This is Bria Rose. Say hi, everybody. The amazing Bria Rose. Okay, we're going to go ahead and we are going to share this right now. So here we are. Ready, guys? Here we go. So here's the Enlil, Anu, Anil, I'm saying it wrong, and Enki. Here you are again. Okay, this is exactly what the being that appeared to me looked like, all in gold. And here we are. There we are. Okay, I'm going to stop. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it? Jess, are you seeing it?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, he's standing there in the reeds.
Okay, there he is. Here we are.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So should I go back?
Heavens.
Do you guys want me to go back?
Yeah, let's see that again.
All right, hold on. Let's go back. There we are. So just breathe. And this was that bet when, and if you spend enough time, you'll notice the head's already trying to move. You see the eyes are radiating. Look into the eyes at the top and you'll start seeing that the head moves. And the more that you connect.
My stars. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The eye is radiating this for me. This red color is just.
Yeah. Yeah. And and this was right when it was starting to go back out of phase again.
Wow.
And what I'm finding so powerful is that was here. It was gone. And it was only 3 hours ago, those photos showed up again. I thought we were going to be here with Bria validating that they did honestly exist. So I want to thank my beloved Sri because this is where his part of the journey culminates. And
you've got more to share.
We have more to share, but for you, this journey.
Well, I think it's important to remember that we are not alone, that we are traveling with helpers and guides and angels and masters, and that the reality of this particular strata of experience that we've affectionately called third dimension has expanded into fourth and fifth dimensional reality, or it's not potentiality, it's here, it's real, and people are phase shifting or straddling dimensions every single day, and we sometimes just don't recognize it. We're having a moment of bliss or peace.
Exactly.
You're at a higher vibrational level, and you are having experiences associated and available in that.
And so I want to jump in here, because before my beautiful husband leaves, this that he's talking about right now, this meat of those conversations, that is why Explore the Mysteries is back on the air. Yes. It is a weekly docuseries where you can just sit, and Sri and I are teaching one topic each week, Sunday nights, 9 p.m., also on AM/FM 247, premiering this coming Sunday, also on iHeart and across all the other syndicates that are around there. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, because these are the conversations that we're exploring when we do Explore the Mysteries.
It's important to be able to normalize that which might first seem exceptional and bring it into the context of we are far more than we believed or knew.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm loving that. All right. Well, thank you for
being with us,
Sri. All right. And Jess, let's welcome in our next special guest today.
Yes, welcome, Bria Rose. It's so good to be here with you.
Hi, Jess. It's so great to see you. And hi, everybody.
Yeah, and I just want to give a big shout out to Sri and thank him once again for his wisdom and for really walking through this journey that we're walking through right now so beautifully. And you guys ready to continue our journey, Jess?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. So, Bria, I just want to share, it was because I was looking for Sri that everything we're about to tell you happened. And so was it yesterday?
Really?
No, right?
Oh,
I know.
God.
Okay. So it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was November 2nd. It was yesterday, because we're living each day so fully, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it's complete, which is very fabulous energy. So yesterday I was seriously looking for Sri and I couldn't find him. So I took a stroll down to the Temescal area thinking, well, let me go look for him down there. When I noticed the incredible wheat had grown in the perfect cross of our fire pit of the four directions that was left behind from Alexander's offering. And I mean, a perfect cross. Wow. Yeah, no, like crazy. Wow. Like it stopped me in my tracks. And I had just been there Friday night and I didn't see it then, but boy, did I see it yesterday in the up level day, right?
Over the weekend, it just shot right up.
It was just like energy of this weekend, law of instantaneous manifestation. We already sent it over to the Cagnari. They're already like blessing it. And like, this is a blessing and this is a sign. And we're like, we know it's a sign. So I quick ran to go get Bria. I'm like, I'm running up to the house. And I'm like, Bria, get your phone. You know, there's this incredible miracle happening at the fire pit. I'm like, come on. We got to get these pictures. Well, we get down there. Mm-hmm. We're both focused on the fire pit. And then literally we started commanding the sky. Mm-hmm. And the condors came. Mm-hmm. And so I want to show you, because this was during the up level. So we're going to do our share screen and continue our journey. And here we go. So there is our beautiful one. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to yesterday. So this is the first thing that happened. This was, and I want to stop it right there. That was how this all began. So we were taking the picture, and do you remember I was talking about the alien skull a moment ago and the double iris?
Right.
Remember that? Okay. Yes. Here it is. Do you see? Can you see my cursor?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. You see it?
Yep.
There's the double iris.
Yeah.
And this double iris came up. I looked up and what I saw was this massive sun that was sending out all of this incredible creation energy. The formation of a human spine beginning, and this double iris. It was like the trinity of energy of spirit, form, and wisdom, and all this ancient cosmic presence. So this was, we're there, and I was then called to stand literally in the middle of the fire pit. Like it was the only way that Bree and I were describing. It was like we had to become the fire. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, so this is me literally standing, and I wanted to stop right there. Look at the wheat.
That's amazing.
Is that the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? It's perfect. It like literally painted on.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And I love the merge of the elements here too, because you have the earth that's growing up, and the fire there, and then Kira's just opening up to the sky right now.
And the wind started picking up. And this is right outside of the Temescal. So you remember the picture I showed you a moment ago. Now look what starts happening.
Wow. Okay. You are commanding the sky.
Yeah, no, look what starts happening. And you see how the spine is getting more defined, but there are these rays of light that start emanating, wings start coming. And what you're not seeing yet is this is a direct portal and the sun is the head.
Wow.
Yeah. So and what happened was that I started losing consciousness. Poor Brie, I almost fell like twice because it was so, here we go. Look at this. So this huge divine warrior, feminine, angelic, cosmic presence. I mean, look at that.
That's astounding. Absolutely astounding.
So you see what's happening. And the whole time this is happening, and the sun is right up there in the corner, and you see it looks like these rays of light. Well, then they start heading over and making a bridge.
Yeah, there was no clouds on that side.
Nothing.
It was just moving over, creating this bridge.
And you see the spiral, and then the condors came.
Yeah, and they're circling right where the iris was.
Look at that.
And you see those three emanations? They were like bursts of light and energy coming out. Mm-hmm. And you see the spiral opening.
Balance the four condors.
Yes, yeah. Look at
and
those.
This is all right now. The condors are there.
I'm taking a video right now.
Wow. Where you
are. There they are. Look at the condors.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And they weren't there until Kira stepped into the fire.
Look at the sky. Do you see what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shifting join. Really fast.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so this was that feminine really coming in as that warrior feminine. And then what happened was that because I was called to have to sit down in another direction, we looked, and this is showing you all of the condor energy that came in. And the timestamp, I believe, is 11:37.
Mm-hmm. 11:37. And now we have six condors. Now we have six. See the new one?
And yeah. So I'm going to bring you up to what happened right here, which is you see the spine, and it's an ascended Kundalini activation. And so literally, we were receiving that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel it? And so this is, there it is. And so it's literally, look at the human spine. It's even the curve and how it's this ascended Kundalini that's igniting the very top of your ascended mastery presence. And then what happened was this beautiful divine feminine and more with all these condors and and here it is. You see the sun is the head.
Yes.
And then this huge portal of light brought us to this.
It's like a torch. Look.
This is on the other side of the bridge. This formed
that
formed from the other one, and the sun is in the middle.
Wow.
And there it is. And here's, I want to stop it because look at that. It has the same presence as that Enki. Mm-hmm. As that Enlil, look at this. I even put in the pictures again. This torch, this ignition, all of that came from the other side where we had just finished working through the sun to form all of this. And this all happened within what, five minutes, Bria?
Talk about the law of instantaneous manifestation, because there was no clouds here at all. And we were focused on the condors and we turn around and wow, this is what we saw.
And I'll just really look at this, and I'm just want you to feel again. There it is. So look, think about the prophecy stone. There we are. The being that is up that appeared this weekend. And so it really is a moment where we each need to give ourselves the gift of remembering. And so Jess, I how's that feel to receive?
It's amazing to receive. It's like I'm receiving an attunement, and I know a lot of other viewers are probably feeling these energies too by just being here and reviewing what you're sharing. I'm feeling it in there, in the truth of it, and just how timely it all is.
And
manifestation energy is, it's so exciting to see that happening, like this dance happening across the sky as you're working with it. I mean, this gets fun. This is awesome.
It really is. Well, you know, we were having a conversation earlier about this too.
Yeah. I mean, I think when we think about miracles, sometimes we might think, oh, it's a miracle because it's hard to find or it's difficult or challenging, but what really came forward, I think, was just that this is a miracle because it opens our hearts to more wonder, more and more wonder, and how everything lined up and the synchronicity of everything and just the magic that's all around us all the time.
I'm loving this because it's also when we say no to the distractions. You know, I think about even this show is recording on what is an election day in your country up there in the United States.
Absolutely. And
you know, it would be easy to be distracted. And yet the blessing, and when, you know, right now, all this energy that's coming in, whether it's what we're showing you here at Tosa Blue Mountain, what you're experiencing in your own life, what are you willing to see?
Yeah.
Isn't that really what it's about?
It truly is.
Pardon me?
Truly is. What are you willing to see?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, Bria, thank you for being willing to see. I'm so grateful. Yeah, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
You.
All right. So Jess and I are going to keep moving on here. And thank you for being with us this evening,
Bria.
Yeah,
thank
Bria.
You. Bye, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bria Ramos, on-site coordinator, right here at Tosa Blue Mountain.
The best.com.
Yeah, come down here and learn how amazing she is. Although you already know, and I know we all already know.
Yeah.
So Jess, let's get into this. I mean, come on. We've got all this energy pouring in. We are at a moment right now, you know, I've been talking about this for a couple of days now, where we are at this, the way you and I were chatting about this even before we went on the air tonight, is we are at this, the money changers are in the temple moment, meaning that all of this energy has come together. Everything has been revealed. So now what do you want to do about it?
Right.
How are you navigating it, right? Isn't that the greatest invitation of all, is how are we navigating this?
Right. And it's really exciting to say, yeah, we're in the driver's seat. This is all being, it's like being at the best buffet ever, and you get to pick and choose whatever goodies and delicious as you want, and mix and match as much as you want, and have a fun time with it. It's like everything that we have always wanted is right in front of us. We just have to say, yeah, I want it. I deserve it, and claim it, and yeah, step forward into it. And it's blowing my mind. It's absolutely blowing my mind. And these miracles that you're sharing, and that many of us I know are seeing and sensing and feeling in the world, that is our new normal.
It is our new normal. And the key is, can we accept that? Because that's really part of why the distraction has a hold on us. It's part of why the money changers are in the temple, is because we're being distracted in this sense of the perception of safety, when the miracles, the pouring down, you know, I have no idea what all this means yet. I mean, I have a hint of how this is all coming together, and why those names were given, and why that particular being showed, because we have many beings up in our beautiful, protected forest here.
I can testify.
yeah, I know, right? Yeah. And I could get Bria back on. She's still in the studio. I mean, there's a lot. And that's what's so amazing, is that some of them are coming forward and saying, no, it was after I said, I'm sorry. And I maybe didn't ask the right permissions, that those pictures came back, and they were better than the ones that I had the first time. So it's kind of a fascinating, kind of like our I am book. And so Jess, let's call in some other people. I'm going to pop over to PBS Radio first. We've got Crystal from California, first time caller to the show, who would like to share their experience, sitting there on line four. Hey, Crystal, namaste.
Namaste.
Welcome. Namaste. Yes, you sound fabulous.
Thank you so much. You know I'm going to be on. I just know it. Before I ask for a mini soul reading, I just want to share, when you talked about the photos disappearing and appeared again, I want to tell everyone that happened to me so many times. So now I'm just smiling when you talked about the photos disappearing, and they know what to keep, what to delete, and they even could take photos for me. And I have so many photos that were not taken by me. So I just want to share this experience. And I also want to express how blessed I feel to be part of this community. I feel so loved and so blessed.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, sweetheart, I think before I say anything else, I know, Jess, you're feeling it too. We're just loving you so much. And I want to personally just say thank you for sharing your story, because sincerely, it's affirming. And thank you for being you. Thank you for your heart. Right, Jess? Aren't you just feeling, Crystal?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just
absolutely.
Feeling.
My heart right now is just like exploding.
Yes.
Woohoo! We love the exploding
I'm
heart,
so excited.
Right? Well, let me relax into your soul reading and invite you to do the same. And I know that Jess is also feeling into you. And sweetheart, as I'm connecting with you this evening, what's interesting is the whole time you've been sharing, I've really been feeling my second and third chakra. I mean, big time. And so just inviting you, you know, I've got my hands, I've got one on my third chakra, I've got one on my second chakra, and I'm inviting you to just really relax. I mean, really relax. That kind of exhale that says I'm safe. I know who I am. Any doubt is just not real. And I am ready. And receiving the affirmation, you know how hard it is to get on this show. You were not only on this show, you were the first one on tonight. And it's about you really relaxing more into you. And they're saying, the more you relax into you, see, and you're even holding your breath again. The more you relax into you, the faster it will all flow in the way you are dreaming. And so I want you to just really breathe that in and really, really breathe that in, especially in that second and third chakra. And Jess, is there anything you'd like to share?
Really, thank you for calling in, because we all needed this moment to connect with these chakras. And all I would add on is just, you know, the other shoe isn't going to drop. Like, you are safe. Go for it. Do it. You know, it's your time. It's your time. The other shoe is not going to drop.
Thank you.
Well, Crystal, thank you.
Best birthday gift I've got.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Angel. Woohoo! We love you.
Thank you. Love you so much. My big hug to you both.
Oh, and to you, sweetheart. Namaste. Night. Oh, thank you, Angel. Namaste. Namaste. All right. And we're going to come over here to Oneness Talk Radio. Jess, how you doing? You doing okay?
Awesome. I'm like, just, that's the best. I love this. I love these conversations and connections.
I do too. How's your third chakra and your second chakra? I'm just kind of giving mine a little rub.
Yeah.
Just saying, I love you. Life is good, right?
Yeah, it's all right. It is
all right. You know, it's interesting to me because we have so many right now that it's really about empowering our power. That is this moment is, you know, if the money changers are in the temple, what are you going to do? And that's the gift of what happened with Mercury, isn't it? Is that we had this amazing mirror, this big, huge mirror illuminating everything. Now we have the ability to live each day perfectly.
I'm loving this energy and this shift and flow. And, you know, it's like reminding our body, like, it's okay. This is new energy. We're doing this. It's all right. We've got you.
You know, and breathe. As you were sharing that, I'm feeling all of you in your fifth chakra. Everybody breathe. We can do this. And you already are. So let's jump over to Oneness Talk Radio. And let's say, hey, I'm going to go to, it looks like Fair Oaks, California. Hey, over at Fair Oaks, California. Namaste and welcome to the show.
Hi, Kira. Hi, Jess. This is Buljeet. Namaste.
Namaste. Welcome, beloved angel. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy I got on. Gosh, I had such a profound experience on Saturday. Everything that you said was true, and it was so amazing, and I really needed that, but also just the colors and the smells. I actually covered all of my black mirrors, all the TVs, everything. I unplugged the internet. I had nothing on all night long the night before, and I got up at 6 a.m. and went to greet the full moon on Saturday, and I could feel my third eye igniting, and I went ahead and read the Galactic Encyclopedia, a couple of lessons ahead. So I was practicing the buoyant bayou, and I've been practicing the four knowns, and that's what I was doing all day. And, you know, normally I would have something in my ears and I didn't. And I guess I don't know if you have enough time, but I would like a mini soul reading because I keep running into somebody that I think is a soulmate, but he's so far in density, and I'm gonna
jump in because we are gonna run out of time. So I want you to breathe in, and I want you to bring your hands to your third chakra. There is this amazing, profound, very powerful woman staring at you, and she is saying for the last time, let go of thinking you need anyone, and remember who you are, and from there all your questions will be answered. And she's laughing. And you're grabbing her hand and going, you're right. You're right. You're right. And so I'm enjoying that we're culminating our show on this beautiful moment with you. And I thank you, my love. Many blessings. Mwah. Namaste.
Thank you.
Welcome. Namaste. And Jess, we have about 30 seconds left in this amazing moment with everything that's happening right now. How would you like to culminate?
Just with this incredible energy of the, you know, we can do it spirit. We can, and we are doing it, and we are together. We really, truly are. And you're never alone.
And that is so true. And together we are better. We love you. We look forward to exploring where your life is reflecting next Tuesday, right here on Soul Mirrors. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.